Hello, I would like to present one of my altogether recent projects, which arose from the need of the moment. It concerns a small loudspeaker with a surprising sound. Unfortunately, due to time, not everything was completely done correctly. For example, the final measurements were missing, which I am not completely satisfied with. Idea. The idea came about before Christmas, as a gift idea for a family member. There wasn't much time, and the requirement was a bit strange. But how practical. The whole thing had to fit into the main luggage to be flown on a plane. As I live quite far away, and the gift was intended for a resident of Poland, this determined the wattage, dimensions, and type of speakers used. Why not? The speakers were intended for a person who really enjoys listening to different genres of music and really listens and hears a lot of what he listens to. So far, he had used various amplifiers and older Polish speakers. Something ZGC, with, as I recall, GDN2540, GDM, and GDWK, kind of like a prototype of Altus. Then came the amplifier, with the hope that more power and effects slash additional speakers would improve something. There were even dummies in the form of a subwoofer. There was always something missing. Something in the bandwidth was wrong. The bass somehow muffled, etc. This is where the idea of making these loudspeakers came in. To provide what is needed on two loudspeakers without dummies. Design. I relied on the long-proven, and for me, wonderful Visitin Fontana design. Omnidirectional loudspeakers have been in operation at my place for a few nice years, and so far I've not heard anything better. Because of the size and design, I had to choose slightly different loudspeakers that work well in a limited design. The choice fell on the Visitin W130s and DTW72s. They are not high-end speakers, but still very good for their price shelf. Construction. I didn't keep too many photos. What remains, I attach. 1. Construction details of the main cabinet. 2. Assembled enclosure. On the right, the hole for the woofer, mid-range speaker. On the left, you can see the BR and connector holes. 3. Almost finished column after the first paint jobs. Tweeter mounted for test, but no woofer. 4. Construction details of the cone slash diffuser. It was glued together from several 4 circles of appropriate thickness and sanded to final shape. You can't see it on the pictures, but due to the fact that the BR is facing the floor, the columns stand on 5 centimeters legs. Unfortunately, I didn't take pictures of the final product, but for those interested, I can ask the owner for such pictures. Interested in the details of the construction, please contact me. There are a few difficult places here, but everything is manageable for a person with tools and able to use them. How do they play? I carried out listening tests at home. Unfortunately, standing next to large fountains, they do not present themselves in any outstanding way. However, it was enough to listen to them, just like in the originals. Everything is balanced. Nothing stands out or coloration. There is enough bass, and surprisingly, you can really hear the instruments playing in the lowest octaves. The sound is quite detailed. In general, these are loudspeakers for people who do not have too much space, although I tested in rooms from 15 to 40 square meters and want to enjoy the full sound. Tests at the current owner's house can be compared to a huge surprise that these are such small constructions, combined with a long moment of silence, that they are so small and have so much to offer. Maybe as a summary, let us say that all other speakers were practically thrown away within a few days. The owner returned to the stereo amplifier without a subwoofer and claims that he no longer misses anything in the sound. With the amplifier cranked up, they can play really loud. I even surprised myself how loud for such small speakers. Costs. When I bought the speakers, they cost me 35 and 17 euros. Plus about 10 euros for the connectors and crossover components. The wood I had in home stock, the glue,